Okay. So, good morning everybody. Here we are in Parshas Eboer. So, we looked already last time at some of the halachot relating to the specific privileges of the Kavuna. And today, we're going to continue looking at a particular aspect of the halachot of the Kohen Gadol. So we know that the Parsha tells us the Kohen Gadol has got many particular halachot, a higher level of Kedusha, more than the other Kohanim. We know what he has. So it's relatively passed away, he can't become Tommy, etc., etc. There's another point regarding the halachot of the Kohen Gadol, which is less well known, which I'd like to take a little look at today. It's based on a Rambam. In the Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, we discuss the halachos of the Kohen Gadol. So let's read the Rambam over here. Ubayin Yirlo. The Kohen Gadol has a special house, or probably really, really means room in this context. Mukham BaMikdash. Kohen Gadol has a special chamber set aside for him in the Mikdash. Ruah Mikra, and this is called Lishtat Kohen Gadol, the chamber. We would call it often the room of the Kohen Gadol. It has its own. Sorry? I don't think it's the same thing as the Beit HaHavah, but there is a place mentioned as the Beit HaHavah in Yor, right?
Right, that's where it's
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is the same Lishkan. Well, that was specific for those 7 days.
And the lack of that took him to the Beit HaHavah.
So, where was he until that?
Yeah,
so, then implied that he was elsewhere. I'm not sure if it's the same or not. But if our Kavod Goyim says the Rambam, it is his glory and his honor, Shi'iyah Yoshiv HaMikdash Kalayot, to spend his entire day in the Beit HaMikdash. The Lord Yates say, Elo Labeito Goba, and he doesn't leave it, hardly, only to go to his home. But I know where he goes in the evening, a Shah, a Shai, a Yoyim, but all temporarily for a short time during the day, for an hour or two. And now says the Rambam, a Chiddush, which is what I want to come to. Says the Rambam, the year based on Yerushalayim, his house, where is the house of the Kohen Gadol? So he's got this Lishkan of the Beit HaMikdash, which is where he spends most of his time, and he has his home. Where is his home? The year based on Yerushalayim. His home is in Yerushalayim. Ve'enoi zol nishalayim. And he does not move from there. I.e., the Rambam is telling us that there appears to be a halacha incumbent upon the Kohen Gadol, and he does not leave Yerushalayim. The Kohen Gadol is only in Yerushalayim, he doesn't go elsewhere. Eino zod mishal. He doesn't move from there.
From his house, but
just
Yerushalayim.
No, it means Yerushalayim. It can't be he doesn't move from his house.
Because
how would
he know
that he's
Jewish?
Eino zod mishal, it means Yerushalayim.
He finds his home after his work in the
day. Let's just point out that it could be two alternative readings of this Rambam. Just to pay close attention to how to read it. The way we've read it now is that it is actually a sort of an obligation, or it's prohibited for him to leave Yerushalayim. Ein ozot mishom, and that's definitely the simple reading of the Rambam. Ein ozot mishom, he does not move from there at all. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. So I'll go to suggest that this final sentence of the Rambam is a throwback to what the Rambam wrote before, where he described Tif Arto Ukavoido Shiye Yoshim for Mikdash Kalayor. It is his glory and his honor to stay in the Mikdash the whole day. I.e., meaning it is a correct and proper thing, and it is from the privileges of the Kohen Gadol to spend all his time in the Mikdash, but it's not 100% obligatory. The final sentence of this Rambam, the fact that he stayed in Yerushalayim, the Eidon Shalom Mishon, is a throwback or another aspect of what the Rambam wrote is his Arutel Kavoyda, is his honor and his privilege, that what, is to stay in the Beit HaMikdash, and that when he leaves, at least he doesn't leave Yerushalayim. I.e., what I'm getting at is that according to this reading of the Rambam, it is not forbidden him to leave Yerushalayim, we're just saying that it is correct and proper practice for the Kohen Gadol to stay in Yerushalayim. Whereas according to the first reading, where we read the final sentence of the Rambam, isolated from the previous clauses in the Rambam, then we're saying that it's prohibited. Ein ozod mishom, he doesn't leave from there. And many indeed understand the Rambam in this sense.
So it's stuff between the two.
Yeah, it's too hard to make that reading. The simple reading is definitely.
You relate that back after saying.
You're 100% right. The simple reading is definitely the first way of that understanding is how many things. The question is, as we know, the Rambam doesn't make up halachos himself. He simply puts together in one house, in one place, all the halachos which he found in Chazal. Everything written in the Rambam had a source in Chazal somewhere. If sometimes it's in the Gemara, then sometimes it's something more obscure, it's a Tosefta, it's a Yerushalmi, it's a Medrash sometimes. So what is the source of this Rambam? It does not appear to have an open Gemara anywhere, not sort of discussed somewhere, no one to say the Kosher, you know, also the Kohen Gadol, lots of things alive, it's not written anywhere. So where does the Rambam get into this from? So let's look at a couple of places in Chazal which could serve as a source for the Rambam. The first of all is the Medrash. The Medrash is in Parshas Tetzaveh on the Pasuk Ve'atah Hakrei Ve'Lecho, when Moshe Rabbeinu is told Hakrei Ve'Lecho, draw near Aaron Achicha, draw him near to the Beit HaMikdash, and this is talking about the inauguration of the Kohana, clothe him in the Big Day Kohana, offer the special Korban, etc. Now this is the Medrash comments. Says in Tehillim, Adon Dichtiv, this is what is written in Tehillim, after his Tivchar is the Korei Yishka in Chatzelem, fortunate is the one who is chosen to become clothed and dwell in your courtyards. Amr of Yitzchok, says in Yitzchok, Moshe, it is comparable to Oya Vishal Melech, to the friend of the king, Sheikh Tigroi Vahasoi Chotikato, which is the king made a deal with him and made him a sort of nobleman, an important position, and Sheloye Izov Mithaltri. They should not move from the palace of the king. Part of the deal is he does not leave the area of the palace, but Oysel Moisar of Shalmelech, and he eats from the leftovers of the king. So here's a certain indication of what the Rambam is saying. The Medrash tells us Shalom is Talmud and he shouldn't leave the palace and bases itself on the prophet Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh. Now we don't know if certainly he can leave the confines of the Beit HaMikdash. That's clear. He can go to his house. No, they say he can't go to his house, can't live a normal life. So it must at least mean Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh, he doesn't leave the area of the position of Yerushalayim. That's one possible source. Not so clear, but let's look at something a little further, a little more clear, which is a hint in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin discusses the halachos of a Kohen Gadol, how a Kohen Gadol behaves when a close relative of his passes away. So we know that the Kohen Gadol cannot become Tomei. And the Mishnah discusses the halachos that apply when this Leviathan is taking place, and there are certain restrictions put on the Kohen Gadol to ensure that he is not going to become Tomei. So the Mishnah says as follows: Kohen Gadol makes loy melech if a relative has died, eino yotzei achar mitzvah, he doesn't follow the mitzvah in the normal fashion. Elohim nichtin v'hu nigneh. When they go around the corner, then he comes just behind, and he follows at a distance. He nigneh v'hu nichtin. He follows them behind at a distance. But you're saying, boy, and he carries along with them towards the Beit HaKvoris, ad petach shar ha'ir, until the end of the inn, Sivri Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oimeh, eino yotzei min ha'mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't leave the mikdash at all. Mishum shenevar u'min ha'mikdash loy yetzei. We have in this week's parasha a pasuk u'min ha'mikdash loy yetzei. He should not leave the mikdash. So we have here on Ha'poitis Ha'loim what to take from this pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda understands it to mean min ha'mikdash loy yetzei quite literally, meaning at this time of a kavura of his relative, he's obliged to stay in the mikdash, min ha'mikdash loy yetzei, which presumably is as a type of siyama to his position, to avoid tumah, min ha'mikdash loy yetzei, doesn't leave at all. Mi'amikdash lo yetze. And what does Rav Meir understand about that possibility? Rav Meir does permit him to leave the mikdash. He just simply follows the Levaya at a distance. So let's read the Gemara on that. Yeah, wait, wait. Let's look at what the Gemara says. Rav Meir. The Gemara explains Rav Meir. Rav Meir says as follows: Tachikama. Mi'amikdash lo yetze. He understands the possibility in a different sense. Do not leave the mikdash. Doesn't mean do not leave the physical confines of the area called Beit HaMikdash. And the third is different. It means from his Kedusha. He should not leave his state of Kedusha. The Kimadi is Leyakera Loyoti Leminda. And as long as we have given him a restriction that we told him, keep it a distance from the Leviah, there's no concern that he's going to become funny. He's made things certain that he's not going to leave his Kedusha. And that's good enough. So, Rabbi Meir understands. It just means don't leave the state of Kedusha. Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we're concerned that Agav Merore, due to his upset, due to him being in a bad state of mind, Zoba Mikri Vahti Mingai, he'll lose himself and come close to the Nisab. And therefore, he reverts to his chapter in the Apostles, that Mikdosh Lo Yetze means don't leave the actual Mikdosh altogether. So he said that they have this machoikas, how to read the Pasuk Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze, if it's from the Beit HaMikdash, or if it should not leave his Kedusha. So having said that, let's look again at the actual wording of Rav Meir in that mission. Rav Meir just learned that there is no restriction not to leave the Beit HaMikdash. He can leave the Beit HaMikdash, it just means he shouldn't become public. So what does Rav Meir tell us in the Mishnah? He says he follows the Leviah in the first line of the Mishnah. He follows the Leviah at a distance. Ein nichtzin hu nigle, etc. And then he enters the line. So Yotze Yemoyen, and he carries along with them, Ad Pesach Shar Poyen. Until the entrance of the Iv. And what's that all about? Why only until the entrance of the Iv? Oh. So for here we have the source for the Rabban. Doshim. In this Mishnah, Ad Pesach Shar Ha'ir, you know why Ad Pesach Shar Ha'ir? Because he can't leave Yerushalayim. This is the source, as we said, that I wanted to come to. Right, another place where there is a hint to the Rambam did, that Eino Yzod Bisham, he cannot leave Yerushalayim, that's what the Mishnah says. He goes Ad Pesach Shar Ha'ir because he cannot leave Yerushalayim. So we've managed to find a source for the Rambam in the Chazal, the Tachit Mishnah. Let's take it a stage further. Having said that, indeed, why can you not leave Yerushalayim? It's a Chazal, not just decided to be stuck in this world. Where, what? We've seen it in the Mishnah, but what is the reason for it? As far as you know, it's not a problem anywhere, it's not. Where does it come from? So him to leave would be like a type of herod of his Kedusha. It's a fair enough idea. I'd like to show you an idea that the Mishnah Chinuch said, an amazing idea. We know that the praying Rabban has got a particular korban that he has to offer every day. There's a mincha of the praying Rabban, it's called the Minchas Chavit. Every day the praying Rabban is makrib this korban, and generally it is attached to the korban tomid. So along with the korban tomid, the first thing in the morning, korban tomid, the Beit HaMikdash always offers right away in the morning, soon after sunrise, and that's what it's called, right at the beginning of the day. So what does this have to do with us? Says the Mishnah Chinuch of the following amazing idea. The Kol HaMeidi Korban. Any person who brings a korban in the Beit HaMikdash, Achilu Eitzim Olavoyna, even not a regular korban, even a present of Eitzim to the Beit HaMikdash, or the Voyna to the Beit HaMikdash, Ton Lina Yerushalayim. Every offering of a korban has an attached halakha of the Lina of Yerushalayim, of a requirement to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. Now we've heard of such a thing, more familiar with this, is the Kabbalah of the Regal, such a thing is mentioned. There's a requirement of Lina, Tizim is Haskinah, that this requirement, it applies to every korban that there is. Any time a person brings a korban, he is required to fulfill this halakha. In other words, he has to stay there and stay overnight. The Imtay says he, in this context, The Kohen Gadol brought a korban every single day. In Cain, now we understand why the Kohen Gadol cannot leave Yerushalayim. Of course he can't leave Yerushalayim. Why? Because every day he brings a korban. Therefore, every day he's required in this chayva, in this mitzvah of Lina. Since he's required to fulfill the mitzvah of Lina, therefore he cannot leave Yerushalayim. That's why Eino Zog Rishon, like the Rambam says. That's the background of this halacha.
So, Nokia,
they
can't get a shmiyach to do his
korban for us.
Those are things
that come down last year. We're asking an interesting shayla. If somebody would send a korban with a shmiyach.
Son.
We don't shut it, so all them come out.
Yeah.
Okay, so certain things that had to be done just about the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah.
Did the back of
that's why they were always so massive that he shouldn't die and before Yom Kippur and all those things. There was somebody
negligent. Those things are like, I don't think this book has committed his life. No, it's like I have a problem to bring. Anybody can offer, any claim can offer it as such. I've got the obligation to offer the problem.
And that's why he's got that obligation, but it means that nobody else would. And when that's everything, it can't be done by anybody else but the Kohen Gadol. So maybe it can't be done by Shemir.
I'm really not sure. It opens a whole very interesting challenge. What will be the person sends a Kohen Shlomim to Yerushalayim? I can't go to. I don't need to offer a carbon shlom. So I said it was the son or anything or whatever to Yerushalayim. So now who? I can't do the deen. I'm not in Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim, I'm in Tel Aviv. Who's going to do the? Who's going to fulfill this halacha of Lina? If it's the one who brought it to Yerushalayim, despite the fact it's not his carbon. If that's true, then we could have occasion where the Kohen Gadol doesn't need to stay in Yerushalayim. Maybe you're not going to, but maybe all this is not such a question. Let's say this is all true. Now, I'll open up another point that we're going to come to in a second.
Didn't
there was a son, Kohen Gadol.
So, is that an extent for what reason? It took over. Did the main
Kohen Gadol,
would it be at that point
being able to be in Yerushalayim? I'm not sure about that particular scenario, but if we base ourselves on what the Mishnah Sinai says, that the obligation to stay in Yerushalayim is solely based on the Chayvas Lino of this Korban, the Korban, he brought this Korban. If we would have some scenario where he didn't bring the Korban,
that's the question.
Then he wouldn't have to stay in Yerushalayim. That is what
was
fun. So, all these various ideas and scenarios that are being brought up, it could be that it's true. If we'll find some type of scenario where he doesn't bring the Korban, then maybe he wouldn't have to stay. But I'm talking about in the regular 90% of the time, regular Seder, where Kohen Gadol does bring the Korban, and therefore he can't leave. Now, this will help us.
But that doesn't help you so much with the problem of the. That he couldn't follow the funeral out of your plan by that Shahiro. That was a few hours. It wouldn't disturb the.
Oh, so that takes up another part that I didn't put on the sheet. This is a whole chapter. In this mitzvah of Lino, what exactly is required in the mitzvah of Lino when you say, see, when there's Torah, then you've got to stay in your shalom overnight? So this is a big shine in that phrase that you're bringing up now. Does it mean that in that period, you have to stay in the jail on Monday morning, you bring a korban, so you have to stay in Yerushalayim overnight until Tuesday morning. So does it mean that in that period, you can't leave Yerushalayim at all? Or does it just mean that for that period, you have to fix yourself in Yerushalayim? I don't know, you hire a hotel room, you find a relative to stay with, this is where I am. It doesn't mean you can't go out for a little walk or whatever you want. What does it mean exactly? Does it also preclude Yetzias Arai? You cannot leave Yerushalayim in a temporary fashion, you have to be there. Or does it just mean that you stay over, so you fix yourself a place there, you stay there, but it doesn't mean you can't get out of anything? It's a big shine. As you correctly say, this approach to understanding the Rabban will really only work with the background understanding that the Mitzvah Lina requires the person to stay in Yerushalayim and not to leave at all. As I was writing, Eino Zog Mishon, we cannot leave from there. If we were to say that in mitzvot divinos you can leave temporarily, then we can't use this whole understanding to explain the Rambam. So the Mukhas Chinuch, who does say this and puts this forward as being the explanation of the Rambam, he surely must hold that the mitzvot divinos requires a person to stay in Yerushalayim and not leave whatsoever. Okay. So all these points that have been floating around, being brought up over here, will help us to answer another fascinating question that's asked on this whole Indian. The Mishnah says in Hoyim, Hoyim Lalei. It's talking about giving types of covers, or giving soccer, or types of putting one before the other. Kohen Kohen Levi, it touches a bit of what we learned in the last year. A Kohen has Kedima over Levi, Yisrael, Yisrael the Mamze. Yisrael has preference over a Mamze. Now, this is the Mishnah. Amos dies. When did I give you this list of preferences? Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Mamze. There's none to Kulam Shom. When all the people in front of you are of equal stature. They're all on the same level. If the Mamzer is a Talmid Chacham and the Kohen Gadol is not, then the Talmid Chacham is Kohen. Talmid Chacham gets Kedima over the preference of Kohen.
You can have a point that
it is a Talmid Chacham? Yes. I don't know if it's recommended, but there is such a thing to be. I think that in certain times of the Beit HaMikdash Sheni, towards the end of the Beit HaMikdash Sheni, it was, because they paid their overs for the honor of being Kohen Gadol. So, Kohen Gadol and Amoharit, Mamzer, Talmid Chacham, you have these two options that on effort. Who do we give the cover to? Who's going to bench? Who's going to get the stock of first? Whatever it is. We give first to the Mamzer. Talmud Chacham over and above the Kohen Gadol and Ma'ariv, that's what the Mishnah tells us in Korea. So the Kashi is asked, look at this. The Ovester of Lotten says, Ein Mamzer Nifnas Yerushalayim called it. The Mamzer does not come in to Yerushalayim. Mamzer does not come into Yerushalayim called Ikka. So if a Mamzer doesn't come into Yerushalayim, and the Kohen Gadol doesn't leave Yerushalayim, how are you going to have this scenario where the two of them are together and you are wondering who's to be Matabit first, and you look in the Mishnah in Harriet and it tells you, well, Mamzer tells the Chacham Kohen the Kohen Gadol and Ma'arit, but if the Mamzer cannot come into Yerushalayim and the Kohen Gadol cannot leave Yerushalayim, so how is it going to occur? He was born in
Yerushalayim.
Well, he doesn't have to leave, maybe.
Yeah, he doesn't leave
his parents long enough.
He can't
make decisions. Yeah, okay. Okay, there could be scenarios. It's not the first matter to catch it, but in the light of the Minhag Chinuch and all the discussion that went on over here, we can actually answer, this question. Because, having said that it is not an absolute prohibition for the Kohen Gadol to leave Yerushalayim, it's based on the halacha that one who brings a korban requires Lina. So what will happen if for some reason the Kohen Gadol didn't bring the korban? Or let's just say that for some reason the Kohen Gadol didn't bring the korban right away in the morning. If you didn't, instead of bringing it at 7 o'clock in the morning, he's a late little bit for some reason or other, and he's intending to only bring it later on at 11 o'clock. So then he has a window when he can leave Yerushalayim. The leader of yesterday's korban is only Messiah him to stay until the next morning. That morning he hasn't yet brought the korban. So at that point, he can leave Yerushalayim. So that can be a situation where we can have a meeting of Kohen Gadol and a Mamzer. That's one possibility. However, let's just finish off by mentioning that this halacha that a Mamzer cannot enter Yerushalayim isn't so clear where and when, to what circumstances does it apply.
It's not a lucky kind of thing.
First of all, there's an officer of gluttony. It's not mentioned in the Rambam in works of halacha, so maybe it's like a type of middle poison. But furthermore, the Tanya Yeskin, based on the Rambam, wants to suggest, based on the context of the officer of gluttony, that it doesn't mean actually that he cannot enter Yerushalayim at all. It means to enter Yerushalayim to live there in Tzvir. It's a fixed place for a mamzer to live in, but I told him that Kedushas Yerushalayim is not proper for a mamzer to live there as fixed living.
In a hotel room?
But to enter as a Derek Haraya, probably even in this way of thinking, probably even to stay as a short term stay, would all not be included in this prohibition, and therefore there too we have a scenario where Kohen Gadol and mamzer can meet up. Alright, we'll stop here for today.